Sagen Sie jetzt mal bitte
Anarchie.
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 Ob geschichtlich oder brandaktuell.
Mit Berichten und Interviews, mit Beiträgen und Collagen
beleuchtet das anarchistische Radio Berlin das Phänomen des Anarchismus.
Viva Anarchia!
As Anarchist Radio Berlin, we had the opportunity of talking to two comrades from Anarchist Black Cross in Warsaw. In this interview, they talk about their work and the topic of repression in Poland.
Would you like to start maybe saying a bit about the group, like when did it start, how did it happen that it started?
So the group that now functions as ABC is a reactivated group after a period of inactivity, and it's a new set of persons. And with new rules of cooperation. And actually the trigger to the foundation of the collective was the Nowogrodzka case, where six persons from a collective of evicted squad in Nowogrodzka Street number 4 were arrested for 24 hours and charged with what we would call trespassing in English, I think. And one person was interfering with a cop doing his work. And we decided, because we at that time we didn't know any lawyers who would be able to do it for free for us, any lawyers who would defend us, we needed to get together and kind of think about what we're gonna do, because we needed to basically pay someone for doing the defense work. And that's kind of how it started, out of necessity, and for like repressions against a direct action.
When was that?
That was in the winter, I think it was January to 2014.
Currently, is ABC Warsaw giving support to any prisoner, or what are the current what are the things that keep you busy these days?
Well, we don't have we support prisoners by sending them letters or staying in touch with them, like on that level, but we don't have any. Any sort of, but we don't know of any explicitly anarchists, activists, any anarchists doing time at the moment in any place in Poland. There's some comrades in Greece.
There is one comrade in Greece, and there was one comrade from Poland in Germany, but right now there are some people that are in touch and are supported by ABC groups that are, let's say, anti-fascists, because mostly they are anti-fascists, not strict anarchists. They are in prison, but they are supported by ABC group. It's just it's not our group. There's a different group in Poland that supports them more than we do, because we are, as a group, more focused on the court cases that are right now than in supporting the prisoners that are already in prison.
How would you describe the situation, the general situation of repression in Poland at the moment?
It's, I think we can both answer it, yeah, like, absolutely, but like, it's hard to tell. On one hand, we can stay where we are, and we are in a squad in the center of the capital of Poland. But on the other hand, we know that the police is not like forgetting about us and that they are interested in what we are doing. And you can feel that, and you can see that, and you can hear it. And so it's like constantly in your thought that every single time you do something, you might get a letter after it. And that's the saying about court case. It's quite risky because like you can get a little bit paranoid because like you really don't know, but the possibility that you can be repressed is quite high. And now there is really a lot of court cases against anarchists, squatters in Poland that we are involved in, not only in Warsaw, but also in Silesia, for example.
And what is your role in those cases?
It's mostly legal support.
Legal support.
Because that is like that's the most like maybe obvious. Try not to get those people in prison because it's better to support people that are not in prison than those that are already in prison. You should always try to keep those people out of prison. And like this is what we are focusing on the most. Legal support, emotional support, support as it goes.
I think I would like to add to that because I feel like how I would characterize repression is that it's probably not as severe as for example in Belarus or something where people get many year sentences for direct actions, whereas here we mostly face fines or like short-term arrests or mandatory social work, maybe suspended sentences, something like that. And of course, like the repressions are like real and annoying and debilitating, because it devotes time. It requires money, it's stressful, of course. But I would say, like also in terms of cops. They are also getting they are kind of figuring out how to deal with things that they didn't know how to deal with before, like these kind of spontaneous occupations that we had, for example, for the anniversary, 25th anniversary of capitalism in Poland. And we occupied this, it used to be a children's shopping center in the middle of Warsaw, and then it was closed. Now it's being renovated, but it stood empty for about a year. So we occupied it for that particular day. Like we went in there a couple of weeks before. We prepared the space and we organized a sort of rave. And let some banners fly, and it was a really nice event, but it ended in about 2 hours since it started, because the police noticed us, just a random police car actually noticed us flying these banners, and they went to. They called the administrator, and the administrator came, and we were out within 2 hours. And there was no repression as such. Nobody got any consequences from that particular action. But they are trying to prevent this in a way also that makes it kind of harder to do these things, to occupy buildings, for example. Also, we had this, right now, we are dealing with another court case that involves 40, 15 persons at the moment, and possibly another 10 still waiting to receive their letters. That's connected to so-called illegal demonstration that we Sponti, I think it's of Deutsch. And that we did in reaction to a cop murdering a teenager in a suburb of Warsaw a year ago, I think, something like that, where this like 19-year-old boy was in possession of 1 gram of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And he got stopped by the cops, and he tried to swallow it. And the cop grabbed him by his throat, and he actually killed him right there. And so, and then a couple of days later, the police, the prosecution, like, kind of dropped the charges and said he was operating within his, like, within the boundaries, and he was just released, this policeman, and there was not going to be charges pressed against him. So we had this demonstration, a couple of dozen people, and basically we were stopped after maybe 300 or 400 meters, 300 or 400 meters. We were kind of occupying the street, but not too much. Okay. it wasn't like super messy, and we were kind of loud, but still. And so we got kind of, after these couple hundred meters, we got kettled by cops in riot gear, armor, and so on, and one by one we were like kind of arrested for stool ID and taken to a dozen different police stations around the town, and charged for disrupting the order, refusing to ID, illegal gathering, or participating or leadering, or disrupting the traffic. Sorry. That's just another case we're dealing with at the moment. Can you remind me what? Well, we were talking repression. About repression in general.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of repression that we're facing. It's just actions being stopped, and now the consequences for the people are going to be, well, they gave us fines and social work mostly, and now we're appealing to that.
You mentioned before the situation in Belarus, and that made me wonder if ABC Warsaw has any connection or cooperation with other groups in a transnational level, being it other ABC groups or being it other kind of groups whatsoever.
On a higher level, yes, we do, but I'm not sure if I want to talk about it much.
Mm-hmm. Is it something that you think might be confidential?
I don't feel too much confident about. Like, yes, we cooperate with mm-hmm. this group there and mm-hmm. that group there, and we do this and that together. I think, like, I'd rather stay local. Like, yes, and I can say openly that ABC is a huge group all around Europe, and we do cooperate with each other, but I don't want to go into details.
I want to ask you one more question concerning your group. Like, if people will want to know more about your work, what is shared, how can people find you, how can people contact you or inform themselves about your work?
Well, when it comes to Poland, it's not so hard, because we do have our website. We share our email, save email, So people from Poland always can like look for information, what is happening, or send an email asking for help, asking for support, and so on. When it comes international, that's a little bit harder, because we don't spread the info about Poland in English. We are basically concerned almost only about Poland. We are supporting some other initiatives, organizing meetings on an international level, but we are concerned mostly about Polish issues that we have here. So the informations about Poland will be mostly in English. I would say almost only in Polish. Almost only in Polish. So
maybe that's something we have to work on.
Yeah, maybe yes. But like basically if somebody wants to hear what is it about in Polish ABC, the info will be only in Polish.
And can you tell what is the email address people can use to contact you?
Yeah.
It's ack-warszawa@bastardi.net.
ACK, that's Polish.
ABC.
ACK.
Those are the first letters of what is the name in Polish?
Anarchistyczny Czarny Krzyż.
That means exactly Anarchist Black Cross.
The last question from my side is that if there's anything else you want to say, please go ahead and tell it.
I do think that we should. I feel more and more how important it is for us to cooperate on an international level. I can see more and more how important it is. And yeah. I think we will be turning into that direction in our way.
Yeah, a lot of the time, like, just coming back to some other things that we were talking about, a lot of our work, a lot of the time is fundraising, unfortunately.
Awesome.
For the cases, for like solidarity and for lawyers. Well, right now we don't have to deal with that anymore, at least for the moment, because we're in cooperation with a lawyer who's like from the scene and who he actually just made his papers for Defender just like a couple of months ago. So that problem is kind of solved for the moment, but it's only like this one person still, and the necessities are high and they're growing, because with every action, every couple of months, there is more people facing more cases, facing more penalties and so on. And on one hand, I think that, I don't know, maybe, and then the other part of what we do is kind of efforts at self-organizing, also educating ourselves and kind of trying to spread the ideas of society without prisons, without these sort of repressions, and another way of functioning, and also trying to keep in touch with the people who are in prison, of trying to break through those walls somehow and show them that they're not forgotten and alone, and there is still something beyond.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank
I
want to
appreciate the opportunity that ABC Warsaw gave us with this interview in behalf of Anarchist Radio Berlin. Hope that you will be very successful on your struggle. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for your time and the will to talk with us. We appreciate it.